be strong.
Podcasting is trending. Celebrities and everyday people every single day are starting podcasts. You may be even thinking about starting a podcast yourself. But the question still remains the same. How can you start, launch, brand, market, and grow your podcast? How can you connect with the right people in the media and the podcasting industry in order to elevate your visibility? And what type of mindset do you really need to have in order to be a successful podcaster? And the big question, how can you monetize your podcast? Well, hello, hello, everybody. I am Dr. Tina J. Ramsey, host of the Tina Ramsey Show, podcast coach and podcast network owner. And the good thing is that I have you covered. You can ask all of these burning questions and so much more to our experienced media and podcasting professionals on our live Q&A at the Power of Podcasting event that I am personally inviting you to on May the 6th from 2 to 7 p.m. in Atlanta, Georgia at the Pop Up and Create. I want you to experience for yourself a live taping of the Tina Ramsey Show, and your ticket, get this, includes our number one podcast course, an autographed copy of the Power of Podcasting book, a swag bag with exclusive goodies, delicious food, and networking. So whether you're looking to just simply expand your knowledge, connect with like-minded individuals, or simply have a good time, our event has something for everyone. So I don't want you to miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So I want you to buy your ticket and secure your spot for our event, because it is the event of the year. Because these tickets will sell out fast. So go to ctrmedianetwork.com and purchase your ticket today. I can't wait.
Hi, my name is Keith. Go to keithcanread.com and purchase my book.
When they say what the church look like, it look like a...
All my ladies out there trucking towards they goes. Let's go. She gon' take care of her bitch. She trucking, she trucking. She a woman with a rig. She trucking, she trucking. She gon' take care of her kids. She trucking, yeah. She a boss. She do it big. She trucking, she trucking. She trucking, she trucking. She trucking, she a boss. She do it big. She trucking, truckin'. She a woman with a rig. She trucking, truckin'. She trucking, truckin'. She trucking, truckin'. Often hated, never duplicated. Nah. We underestimated, cause it's male dominated. But we getting payment like it's money motivated. Our clientele rated while they dragging, we gon' slay it. By the hour, we them girls and we got power. Yeah. Haters everywhere, like some taxes, they be sour. Dropping lows, know the road and we be running. Run. You can never do it like us, and that's a bummer. Huh? They got my back, so I got my girls with me. Yeah. I can't be like you, cause the shoes just won't fit me. All these moves and we make it all happen. Showing food while the rest of y'all rapping. Clocking in and making ends, running racks up. Focus like a lens, we don't focus on the trends, nah. Like a truck is pulling in, told them back that. Focus and pretend, we don't notice who they is, nah. Take care of her bitch, she trucking, she trucking. She a woman with a rig, she trucking, she trucking. She gon' take care of her kids, she trucking, yeah. She a boss, she do it big, she trucking, she trucking.
Well, hello. I am Sheree Moore, the founder of She Trucking, and today we are back with another episode of the She Trucking podcast. I have an amazing guest today. Her name is Miss Andrea Thompson, and she is the author of The Audacity of Overcoming, and she's also a marketing guru. So stick with us as we bring her on. But just before I bring her on, I'm so excited. Listen, y'all, we are in our fourth episode. This is episode number 42. And on this episode, I have Dr. Tina J. Ramsey from the Tina Ramsey Show and CTR Media Network, who's going to co-host the show, the podcast with me today. So I'm going to bring her on as well. And we're going to
Bring, hey.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you so much for co-hosting the show with me. And I cannot wait for us to talk about what you got going on and coming up. So y'all share this video out. Share this video out. Before I bring up our guest today, I just want to stop and take the time to say thank you to our sponsors, True TMS. True TMS. Okay. They sponsor the shot glasses for the rooftop mixer. They also a sponsor of us, She Trucking. We are so, so grateful for them. It is a TMS system that keep your trucking company in order. We also have Relay Payments. Relay Payments is that, oh, actually, let me show you what Relay Payments is. It is your debit card for your company, for your business, where you can be able to charge it, okay? it works as a debit card. So my last sponsor is, hey, Volvo. Make sure you check out the Volvo commercial that's on YouTube, talking about the Volvo iTorque. And so go to Volvo North America on YouTube. All right. And I'm going to play a quick commercial, then we're going to bring up our guests.
All right. Sounds great.
And as Tina normally say,
we back. Just like that, you are back, okay? And so,
you're back.
Before we actually bring on Andrea Sheree, I just want to let people know about this amazing, amazing woman, because when we think about a woman who's doing her thing, she is an ambitious mother, a business owner. She's also a native of Chi-Town, you know, Chicago. And she is a rising philanthropist who diligently works to build her legacy and her brand, securing her son's future while creating and supporting initiatives that contribute to domestic violence prevention, resources for seniors, which is very important, economics and youth empowerment. She has many different things that she's doing, along with being very impressive with herself being an author. And she's known for her live in the content kitchen, baby. So I'm not going to even go any deeper, because this woman, we just need to bring her on. You've been asking. Now you shall receive, by way of our amazing host, Sheree Moore of She Trucking Podcast. So thank you, Sheree, for letting me come on and co-host with you and be able to help the audience get to know this amazing woman. So come on, girl. It's time to get with She Trucking.
Hey. Super excited to be here. Hello. How are you all?
Amazing.
Absolutely. How are you doing today?
I am doing well. I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking. I'm excited to be here. I know it's been a long time coming. I've been following the progress of She Trucking, and I'm just incredibly, incredibly proud and honored to be here and share this space with you.
Thank you. Thank you. So it's an honor to have you. And I just want you to introduce yourself to the audience. Tell them, who is Andrea and what do you do?
Sure. So my name is Andrea M. Thompson. I am a marketing and media strategist. I'm also the author of a book series called The Audacity of Overcoming. I look forward to sharing more details with you about the next Audacity adventure. But the most audacious adventure that we've had is that we've been selected as the featured book of the month for a national book club, Sarah Jakes Roberts' Woman Evolve book club. And as a marketing strategist and a media strategist, I've had an amazing opportunity to work with small to mid-sized businesses to help them to solidify their brand message and their brand story in a powerful way that helps them to engage with their target audience and create brand loyalty. And so I'm excited to be here and share some marketing tips with you all, as well as share my journey with the Audacity of Overcoming.
Awesome. Awesome. Listen, you know, I'm all about brand, right? And branding. So let's talk about it. For our audience who are trying to build a brand, what are three tips you can give them?
Okay, so I think that a lot of times there's a misconception that when people get started, they're like, okay, I need somebody to help me with my marketing. And I know this is not what many marketing strategists or experts would say, but you need to help yourself with your marketing first. And the reason why I say that is because I don't think in the first couple of months or even the first year, you know enough about your target audience or enough about your brand for you to really outsource that part. That's something that you need to become familiar with. Now, you don't have to try to become an expert per se, but you do have to become familiar. So when I ask you questions like, who is your target audience? Who is your ideal customer? Who's your ideal client? You know how to answer that in terms of a demographic that you are targeting. Because a lot of times when I ask that question, if people don't have a real understanding of who their audience is and who they serve with their product or service, then they'll just say, oh, I want to sell books to everybody. Oh, everybody's my client. Everybody's my customer. And that's not exactly true. You definitely want to target that marketing to a certain demographic so that it's informed marketing and not all over the place marketing. And so I would encourage you to get familiar with your brand, get familiar with your brand story, get comfortable telling that brand story, talk it to yourself in the mirror if you need to, record it on Evernote and play it for yourself if you need to, but get familiar telling your brand story, because when you get to the point where you're on air, when you're on radio and you're on TV, that time goes by really quickly. And you need to make sure that you know how to tell your brand story in a way that's relatable, authentic, and memorable as well. And then my third and last tip would be that the brand colors matter. Like, there's a such thing as color, you know, consumer color theory. And that really informs how we communicate through the usage of color. It's the reason why the stop sign is red. It's the reason why McDonald's is red and gold with the golden arches. It's the reason why Pepsi is blue. And so considering all those things, a lot of times when people make their first initial steps to gathering the collateral necessary to have a brand, like the logo, you know, the colors of the brand, sometimes they like, oh, I'm just choosing my favorite color because I like pink. You can't tell me that you want to choose this color based on the fact that it's your favorite color. We talking about who are you trying to sell to and what color is going to resonate with them? Are you an environmentally friendly, conscious type of company? If so, you're probably going to use a shade of green. You'll notice that people who are into the environment, brands that are into the environment, they're usually using some shade of green. It's a reason for that. So make sure that down to the colors that you use in your brand details, that they're connected to who you're serving and what industry you're in.
Absolutely. Those was absolutely amazing. Three great tips about branding. Colors matter. Y'all know I preach that all the time. I'm she trucking all day. You hear me yelling? I mean, not yellow. Pink and teal. Pink and teal. No yellow. No yellow. Pink and teal. So because it identifies and it builds a relationship. It kind of, you know, if I don't see red, I feel like somebody took your brand. Like, I want to see the red, you know, like I want to see that, your red. And so speaking of branding, how has having a consistent brand helped your business, help you in business?
Oh, wow. Having a consistent brand has definitely helped me because I think that even as I pivoted, it made sense because I had been so consistent over the years with growing this brand. And so even when I started to know more of what the direction I wanted to go in and some of the things that were no longer serving me, as I made that pivot, it was a more smooth transition because I've been showing up, you know, consistently since I first got on Periscope in the beginning of my entrepreneurial journey. So sometimes, you know, as strategic as I encourage people to be, sometimes in the very beginning, I had to kind of figure out what was my rhythm, what worked for me. I had to get used to hearing my voice on video. That was a thing. I had to get used to being on cam and live streaming. So I think that, you know, being consistent has helped because I've shown up in so many spaces that if you don't remember me from Periscope, you remember me from working with some of the clients that I've worked with for the longest, some of the events that I've been at every year, the annual events. You'll remember me from going live while I was in law school. So people have a number of different touch points at what stage in the process of my growth they remember me and connect with me from. But it's all been really real and relevant and authentic. So across the board, as I've grown, I've still been very much so myself. And I think as we talk about authenticity and relatability, we have to really figure out who are we in this marketing space? Because it's easy to do what I call comparative analysis. And, you know, you look at other brands and what they're doing, and you're supposed to look for inspiration. But if you're not sure about who you are, then that inspiration can easily become duplication. And so you need to kind of make sure that you know who you are so that you can take tidbits from other people who are leading in their zone of genius and then make it your own. But you can't make it your own when you don't know who you are in this marketplace.
Absolutely. I totally agree. You mentioned events. So tell us about the event you was at yesterday.
Sure, sure. She Rocks It. Shout out to She Rocks It. I love She Rocks It. I'm a super fan of She Rocks It. And I was blessed because they were actually the first to put the book inside of a magazine. So the first article that we had written up about us was from the She Rocks It publication. I'm always grateful for connections like that who have seen me grown into an author and have supported the author journey from the very beginning when it was just, you know, in its infancy stages. And so shout out to She Rocks It for that. So the event yesterday was an expo. There were several rows of entrepreneurs vending their stuff. There were panel discussions. My book was in the bag because I do have a campaign that we're launching called Book the Book. So if I can't be at your event, the book can be at the event. The book can be in the swag bags. Yeah, you know, I mean, put it in your panelist gift bags, put it in your attendee gift bags. You can do a giveaway at the event, online, before the event. There's so many ways that you can incorporate the book into the experience, because I like to be at events that are actually experiences. A lot of people have events, but some people make their events an experience. And if that's you, I would love for you to book the book to have the audacity a part of your experience. But Joyce Dawkins, the CEO of She Rocks It, she had the book in the panelist bags. And what I love most about this event yesterday is very rarely am I in Chicago and I attend an event and I don't know anybody on the panel. That very rarely happens. Usually I know at least two of the five speakers on that panelist, maybe even all five or four at least. But I didn't know not one of the panelists on that first panel. But the thing is, my book was in each one of their bags, and one of them is a filmmaker. So I was like, okay, this is going in the right direction, because although I have no experience in filmmaking, here I go doing some with all the audacity, jumping out into the film space and saying, I want to learn this. So I have a couple of books that I've been reading, trying to brush myself up to be more astute when it comes to the filmmaking process, because I do want to take my book on film. So the pages might become the film eventually.
It will.
Yes. We're already in the air now, so it's definitely going to happen.
Yeah.
So, Andrea, one thing what I thought, when you said this earlier, I thought it was a great interpretation, because when you talk about building a brand, and you said this point that I don't think many people got, when you don't have a clear understanding of what your brand is and who you are, you can look at other people and what they're doing, and instead of them becoming an inspiration, you become a duplication of what they're doing. And let me tell you something, that never works. That never works. So when we think about your role as a marketer, what are some things that you do? Because we know that you have this Live in the Kitchen series. So what's the purpose of that, and how do you input the marketing in it?
Oh, yeah. So that's a great question. Thank you so much for that. So Live in the Content Kitchen is actually my second trademark. And the reason why I brought Live in the Content Kitchen into existence, it has a funny story. So I have to share it with you all. The way it started was that me and my grandma was in the kitchen cooking. This is something I've always done since I was a little kid. I cook in the kitchen with my grandma. And one day, you know, while I'm in the infancy stages of entrepreneurship, I just left law school. I'm in year one, maybe year two. And I'm like, Grandma, let's start going live while we cooking in the kitchen. You know, I'm like, hey, you know, you got a little humor to you. You got all these Southern sayings that you say. You know, I got this whole marketing groove going on. Let's set up a live stream. Let's go live. Let's cook a dish. Let's chat it up. You know, boom. So we just started doing it, and we made some peach cobbler. We did turkey chili. We did turkey meatloaf. We did about four dishes, and grandma friends was calling, I seen you on the Facebook Live. You know, they say the Facebook Live. And she was like, oh my goodness, these people are seeing me on this thing you putting me on. You know, I think Facebook is the devil. Grandma did not like Facebook. Nothing about Facebook, right? And I'm making her cook on this show. And she's like, I'm not really with this. So after four shows, she's like, I've had enough of your escapades. And Grandma was done with live in the content kitchen. And so I thought to myself, I'm like, well, this is still a good idea. Like, this is still a good idea to cook a dish while having an engaging conversation. And this was before, you know, a whole lot of people was cooking. I feel like a whole lot of people have started cooking in the last 5 years, especially during the pandemic. And so I'm like, I got to stick with this and do something with this. And so I prayed about it. I said, okay, how do I do this show and have this concept be a part of my business that brings in food, because food brings us all together, and you can do so much with food content, with different foods from different ethnic groups and seasonings. And it, I mean, it's just a festival of things you could do with food. So I'm like, okay, I'm trying to marry media and marketing with food. How do I do that? And I said, okay, I'm gonna start interviewing people in the kitchen around a dish. And during the pandemic, I just started going live, talking about dishes I was making. And eventually people started saying, you know, well, do you need a sponsor for live in the content kitchen? Do you need a location to shoot it at? You know, how can we, you know, help you with live in the content kitchen? And where's a position for us to be involved in this production? And that's when I started to take it serious. I said, okay, let me get a trademark, number one. Let me start recording consistently. Let me get the domains across social media platforms. And so that's how Live in the Content Kitchen was birthed. And it still goes into my main wheelhouse of media and marketing, because I'm very adamant about not reaching out and doing things that are outside of my lane, but doing multiple things that fall in my lane.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I want to come to Chicago and I want you to cook me a dish. And I want to...
yeah, because people love to. People love to.
Yes.
Well, you talking about when you come to Chicago, but see, live in the content kitchen on the road, we go other places and visit restaurants and whatnot. We went to New Orleans recently, where I went to undergrad. So, I mean, I think, is you in Memphis?
I am. Memphis got some good food. They got the best food in the world. I've been everywhere.
We interviewed a chef who has a spinach and artichoke dip in Memphis, and it's in Walmart. Master P endorsed him. I want to say Chef Flavors. I can't remember off the top of my head, but I'll connect you with him. He's amazing. They have a brick and mortar store, him and his wife now, but they have spinach and artichoke dip that's in Walmart. And it started in Memphis with Master P endorsing him. And we actually interviewed him on Clubhouse, and it was a great interview. So I would love to connect you. You know, I'm a super connector by trade. So I would love to connect you with him.
I appreciate that. Now, you touched on trademarking. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't understand the importance of trademarking. So can you please speak about the importance of trademark and copyright?
I will. So what I have to do first is say this, and I always say this at the beginning. I am not an attorney. I am a law student that dropped out to start a marketing firm. So I'm not giving you legal advice. This is advice based on what I've done for my business. So you can consider it business consultative advice, but it is not legal advice. I do work with a team of lawyers through the Legal Lounge that I will refer you to for all your business asset protection needs. So that's my disclaimer. Now I can jump right into it. For me, you know, ownership of my intellectual property is super important, because in the music industry, in the book publishing industry, in the business game, we've seen a lot of people get taken advantage of. We've seen a lot of people get their ideas stolen from them. And that's across the board. I mean, we all know the New Edition story. We all know the TLC story. That's applicable to the book publishing industry. That's applicable to business in general, that you can have your idea unprotected and it can get stolen and somebody can capitalize off of it and you not making no money off of your own idea, your own product. And so I knew early on that I wanted to research the business of the book. Not just having the pages and the words, because that part comes easily to me. I'm a writer by nature. I'm a storyteller. So writing the book wasn't the issue for me. My concern was making sure that I protected the pages. How do I protect what I'm promoting through this book? And how do I make it a branded, bankable book? And so I had to really look at it as a secondary, separate business from my marketing business, because that's what it essentially was. And so I knew early on that I wanted to consult with attorneys who had experience publishing these types of works that were series. And I must say, based on my research and my conversations with attorneys, you cannot publish one book. It has to be a book series for you to be able to protect it with a trademark, which is different from a copyright. But those are things you would have to go in depth with your attorney to get legal advice on. But based on the conversations I've had with my attorney and the process of me trademarking my book series, that's what I've learned that I think would be helpful for you as you start to have those conversations with your attorney as well.
Absolutely. That was some great advice. Listen, I had people steal my name, try to steal it, try to put sheet something else and all this and that. And I'm sending out all my letters. So if you're watching this and you got some sheet trucking in something that you have not been, that has not been approved, and you're making money off of it, I'm calling you. Speaking of that, let me shout out. I have this hoodie on, y'all. I was dressed, don't dress up, but I'm not from California, but shout out to Portia. She just passed, one of our members just passed her their CDL exam. And so I just want to say congratulations. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I don't know what to do. So I just want to shout her out real quick, but that's very important. Definitely trademark your work. You don't want to put a lot of time in. Like, you know, we're talking about was she trucking 6 years, April the 1st. How long have you been in business as well?
I've been in business for 6 years now. So
so you want to protect your business. And that's how you protect it, is with that trademark. And you want to talk about copyright, how the important it is to copyright?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, that goes in alignment again with protecting your work. It's just an added level of protection, because if you really talk about the holistic thing of this book game, you know, it's so much more than the book. I mean, it's so much more than the book. And that's why it's so important for you to have the foundational elements intact. So when I say the foundational elements, I mean, not just the publishing process and the editing process, which are important, but the legal protection of the assets, copyrighting and trademarking is important, because you got to build this book like it is the next big thing. Like it's not, oh, I'm putting out a book. Everybody put out a book. I'm trying to be on the Amazon bestseller. You know, okay, cool. But if you got something that you know is something that you're going to run with, I mean, you're going to run a race with this thing. It's not something, because a lot of people publish a book, they talk about it for 3 to 6 months, and you don't really hear nothing else about the book. You know, it's just something they've done to check it off their list, and now they're back on to their regularly scheduled program. But if you know this book is married to your brand, that this book is something that's going to run with you for a longevity process, then you want to make sure that it has those elements intact, to be able to protect it, because you don't know what it's going to become. It could become a book series with 9 or 10, 12 books. It could become a movie. It could become a podcast. It can become a signature speaking engagement. You can launch an apparel brand that's connected to the book. These are just some of the things that we're working on with the Audacity, but you know, the creativity wheels keep going. So it could be a myriad of things, but you want to protect it from the beginning while it's in its infancy stages, because when it grows up and gets big and you try to protect it then, well, you kind of been sleep on it for a little while. So you will have a harder case to argue when you go in there trying to say, this is my brand. Well, how do we know it's your brand? What have you done to secure it as your brand? So you need to make sure that you have those steps. And you talk to your attorney, get with an attorney. I do advocate for that. Now you can do your trademark yourself, but you know, if I need my car fixed, I'm not going to try to learn how to fix the car. I'm going to go to a mechanic.
Absolutely. So a trademark is when you copyright the name, like she trucking, I trademarked my name. And a copyright is when you are copyrighting the picture, like the photo behind me. So for those who may still don't get it, I just want to clarify, because people, they still ask the question, like, which one is, you know, is the trademark, which one's copyright?
You can trademark the font and the logo that you use. So, right. You know, what you're using for the image, that can be trademarked too. On the copyright side, it's more so for a publication. But your slogan, I've even seen people trademark the slogans that they use for their business in addition to the logo, including the font.
Right. So it's the words. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I said that to say this. How important is marketing when it comes to having products and services? Because I think that people get stuck on branding and they don't know how to cross over and get and start a marketing budget and being able to go into marketing. They don't get it. They think it's the same. So can you explain what marketing is and how it's important for entrepreneurs to invest into marketing?
Yeah, for sure. So marketing is the vehicle that gets you to the places you need to be to get the most bang for your buck. So, you know, branding is the house. And what does the house look like? And where are you living at? Where are you primarily located? That's the brand. But marketing is the vehicle that gets you to the places where you need to be so you can be seen the most. And, you know, marketing is so important. I always like to give this example back to Live in the Content Kitchen and the whole food analogy. I have worked with a few food people. And I'll say this. There's one cake lady. We'll call her Cake Lady A. Cake Lady A got the best cakes, hands down. Like, Cake Lady A cakes is slamming. Like, it's something from down south, like how your big mama cook it. It's fluffy, it's moist, the icing is good, everything, right? But Cake Lady A don't have a real robust marketing plan. You know, it's an older owner that's less acclimated to social media platforms and using media in a creative way. They not TikToking, they not, you know, so they just, you know, they known about from the people who know about them around the area, but they're stuck in the walls of their brick and mortar. Now you got Cake Lady B. Cake Lady B, her cakes ain't the best. You know, they good enough to get by. They're a little dry, but you know, they good enough to get by. The icing is really good, but the cake a little dry. It could be a little moist. She ain't got the sauce when it comes to the recipe, but she does have the marketing maneuvers to get people to know about that dry cake, right? So that dry cake is selling more than the good cake because this woman has the formula to reach her audience. She on TikTok. She got the young people over there. She on Facebook. She got the Facebook groups popping. She got a community of cake lovers, Cake Lovers Academy Facebook group. She over on IG doing her thing. She got the influencers tasting the cake and wearing the cake t-shirt with the logo on it. So she got like 7 different places that she's visible without her doing the legwork because she has these partnerships with these influencers. She has a podcast like She Trucking and she's one of the sponsored businesses for She Trucking. So she's in all these places while she's sitting in her kitchen perfecting these recipes. Now the cakes might get better. She might learn how to make them more moist. But what is working for her is that she has good marketing, even more so than the lady with the good cakes. So sometimes, yeah, you have to have a quality product, but you also have to have high quality marketing. Because if you got a good product and your marketing ain't matching that good product, then you got a problem in the pipeline. So marketing is essential. It's as important as having a good product itself.
I agree with you 100% when you talk about the importance of marketing, because all too often with businesses, if they don't understand, going back to that, what we spoke about before, if they don't understand their brand, your marketing is going to reflect that. And all of them, they have to align. Whatever your vision, whatever your mission is, it has to be projected with that, whatever your logo and your colors, which you talked about how important that is. So when you think about all the different layers of what you're creating with Audacity, the book, the workbook, you mentioned about you have a show. So when individuals want to be a part of your show, what type of people do you look for when you're doing your show?
I like how you throwing me out there like that. It's like it's a push. I like that. I could get, you know, with that.
I do, my friend.
I could get with that. I like that. So a little bit. Let me tell y'all why it's a push, because I'm known to be audaciously honest. Let me tell y'all why it's a push. Because I researched podcasting. I got on Spotify, right? And so coming out of the pandemic, I was recording my content by myself. I was like, all right, I'm going to just do the podcast and talk about what I know. I'm not going to interview people. I'll just interview people on Clubhouse, you know, and then I'll just do these little tidbits with just me talking on the podcast. And so I was like, you know, I got stuff going with the book and it's moving and I'm publishing these different series. I don't really need to, you know, pay that much attention to this right now because this is where my revenue is primarily coming from. And I, you know, I realize there's money to be made in podcasting, but I think I hadn't got comfortable with it. So I had to challenge myself. Mm-hmm. I said, okay, if I have people who are willing to sponsor this podcast, I got to get serious about it. And I said, but I can't be a one woman show. I can't run this whole thing myself. And so I actually have been looking for someone to help me with the podcast. So the Power Up Podcasting, if there's a virtual edition of the live event, I would love to be in attendance and learn more from you about the aspects of podcasting. But what we're doing right now is trying to strengthen our Clubhouse crew. I've done a lot of amazing connections on Clubhouse. And so I want to make sure that the podcast is also available on Clubhouse. But you can reach us at connect@theaudacityofovercoming.com because we are about to get out of this comfort zone where it's just me talking on the podcast. And I'm about to get back to what I know and love, which is interviewing other people and finding out about their audacious stories. We have people who are sending us in videos and written stories about their audacity story. And we want to share these in post, but we're going to pull from those same people for some of our live interviews on the podcast. And hopefully we'll be working with CTR Media to help us to achieve that because I'm not a fan of the solopreneur movement anymore. And so I want to partner and collaborate with the right people so I can grow my message the right way.
Well, you know, we have room for you on CTR Media Network. And so like I said, you have so many different layers that you're actually doing with building the Audacity brand, and podcasting just makes sense to transition from not only being available in Clubhouse, because like you said, you need to spread your message far and wide so that people can understand and be comfortable with sharing their story. And so we're going to switch it up a little bit.
So I'm reading this book by Andrea Thompson. It's actually the book selection for the Woman Evolved Book Club for the month of February. And I saw this portion of the book that I wanted to share with you. I'm going to read it real fast and then get back to my me time. But it says she's talking about an experience she had with the father of her child and how she had to make the difficult decision to really move on after experiencing mental and emotional abuse. And she writes, love alone is not enough, but without love, nothing else is enough. People tap out at the bar when they've reached their limit. Many men seek to make you tap out in one way or another. But how many men can make a woman tap in? Tap into who she really is meant to be without feeling as if her being more somehow reduces their manhood. This really stood out to me.
That's powerful. So when you see her talking about the audacity of overcoming, and then you having this, it's a vulnerability of sharing your personal experience. And when you had that self-reflection of saying, okay, this is enough. And I think every woman gets to this point if it's a relationship that's not pouring into them. They have that moment when they finally realize it's time for me to do me and move on. So hearing her express and read your words, how did that feel? Because we work on our brand so much and didn't see people get in it. So how did that feel, Andrea?
Wow. It was just a full circle moment for me, honestly. And I'm still in awe of how momentous it has been following and engaging with and being a member of the Woman Evolved Book Club and the Woman Evolved movement in its entirety. I remember going to the House of Hope in Chicago for Woman Evolve events when I was in year three of my business. I remember when I was putting out the book and I was a member of the book club and I said, hey, I want to get my book featured in the book club. And I actually traveled to Dallas with the book box in tow with intentions on connecting with the staff that runs the book club and runs the Woman Evolve movement to get my book to Sarah Jakes Roberts. And you know, it really is a testament of resilience, of, you know, having these big audacious goals and saying, I'm going to take steps in small increments to get to this goal. And, you know, we use social media in a very robust way with posts, with reels, with TikTok, with this platform and that platform. And that's cool. But sometimes that old fashioned PR, sometimes that be in the right place at the right time with the right product in your hand, wearing your brand colors, like, you're going to see me and you're going to see this book. And you gonna, if you give me 2 minutes, I got my elevator pitch ready, and I'm gonna give you this product that's packaged really nice. And I'm going to make sure that you remember me and you remember this product. And then I'm going to check back up with you in 2 weeks. And then again in 1 month. And then again in 2 months. And just be diligent, but not bothersome. And so, you know, I just really give so much honor and to God and have so much grace about this selection to the book club. Because, you know, it's just the first. I know it's the first of other book clubs to come. And I'm so glad that it's rooted in a faith-based community. With the start of me getting out there into book clubs, it's rooted in a faith-based community. Because a lot of people, when they look at the book, they like, okay, Get Up, The Audacity of Overcoming. What does Get Up stand for? God is the ultimate plug. And I believe that as much as I, you know, have been blessed by some exceptional PR professionals, and connections are currency. In fact, a lot of times it's who you know, it's relationship-based. But God has been the ultimate plug in my business and my life and bringing me through. And so even in me telling my story, I wanted to do it in a way that he would be pleased. Because if I told the story from a place of anger, which is a strong emotion that I felt at some point, if I told it from a place of anger and not properly healing before I put that message out there, I knew God couldn't bless the book. And so, you know, I wanted to make sure that it was something that he would be pleased with and something that I would be pleased with presenting in faith-based communities. So, yeah, I kept it clean, but I definitely kept it real and honest. And the fact that she read from that piece that was real, it made me feel like I struck that balance of being real, but not overexposing or dragging anybody, but just telling my true story, which everybody is entitled to speak their truth.
Mm-hmm. I 100% agree with you. And I heard various different things that you just said, but one thing that resonated with me when you said you was intentional and you went back to old-fashioned marketing. With all these things that we have in the digital world today, we know about digital marketing, we know about, like you said, social media and all of that, but people still need to make sure they have themselves in the room. And when you're in the room, you need to be prepared. You also mentioned that you had it nicely packaged. You don't want to be fumbling and stumbling, pulling something out with your book, bent in the corners, dog ears. You want to make a proper representation. And then you also said, for those of you who may have missed it in the back of the room, that she's prepared with her 2-minute elevator speech. So you need to be intentional when you're going in person. You need to make sure your presentation is on point, and you need to make sure that you have your elevator pitch. So just don't walk in there and think God gonna bless it. Remember, he is a God of plans. We got to make sure we plan it out. We have to prepare the situation. So the fact, even though you're a marketing guru, you see the need to prepare, prep, and make sure that you manage that. I thought that was really remarkable in the sense that, hey, you know you have something amazing, but you want to make sure you get it in the bags of other people. You get it in the faith base, so because that's your core. So I appreciate that, and I appreciate you sharing it. But with all of that, we already know you're a great marketing guru. We already know that you really thought it through and protected your intellectual property. But what are some things that Adrian liked to do for fun? Do you have any hobbies? If so, why is that your hobby? What is your just guilty pleasure, girl? Because we all have them. Mine is potato chips and wearing pajamas. So what's yours?
You know, I'm glad you asked that, because I have been struggling with the fun outside of business, honestly. Like, I enjoy working towards my success plan. Like, I like reading books about how I can get better. I like going to the library. I like traveling. I mean, traveling is just like the thing for me. And most of the times my travel is connected to some business in some kind of way. And so I'm learning how to have fun experiences that are not business related. And that's a new thing for me, because everything that I associate with fun is closely connected to business. And so now I'm getting in this space where I'm like, okay, I need to plan a trip and be very intentional that this trip has nothing to do with business. I might find a bookstore while I'm there that I'm going to try to get the book. Just one day. But other than that, it's going to be totally no business. Just me and my son doing what we love to do, which is travel. I shoot pool, which is not a thing that people know a lot about. Yeah, and I got this little hidden talent that I've been keeping a wrap. My internal people know about it, but I like to freestyle with my mentees, so I got bars.
Wait a minute.
That's like audacity to do that. Okay.
Yo, Jingle had me over here like it was giving. You know, I'm like, okay. Yeah. We've been
shout out to Flow Easy because she flows so easy.
Yeah, but it's the 50th year anniversary for hip hop, and I've thought about putting something in my marketing repertoire. And yeah, we cooking it up. I might drop it on my birthday, which is in May. So yeah, I might be the rapping marketing lady just a little bit. Cause I like wild cards in my marketing. I know it's some things that so strategic is going to be expected from my audience. It's like, okay, that makes sense that you're doing this next. Cause we saw the lead up, but every now and then I like to hit them with a wild card and it's like, oh, we didn't see that coming. And what else? I like to eat ice cream. I've been in the ice cream conundrum for the last probably 8 months. I've been doing an intense study of ice cream because I am pitching to retain an ice cream client that is a major, major player in the ice cream business. And I've been doing a lot of ice cream tastings. And so I'm happy about it.
Sometimes when your work merged with something that tastes good, I mean, that's enjoyable. So I hear all the different things that you're doing. And I love the fact that you like to hit some bars. Okay. So I can't wait till you drop that. That is amazing. And that is definitely a wild card. And so I know when you love what you do, it's very easy to do it all the time because I am guilty. I raise my hand. I love what I do. And so just like you, I have to make it a point to make time for it. And I'm still a work in progress, so I'm not going to act like I have it all together on that because I really love what I do, helping people with podcasting and speaking with individuals like yourself. So I'm working on it too, Adrian.
I get it.
So when I'm going to bring you back to your comfort zone. So what motivates you to work towards your goals? Because you're very goal-oriented, I'm hearing. So what motivates you on those moments when we all have those moments and it's just too much going on. I just need a woo. So what motivates you in those moments?
Yeah. Well, there's specific things that I've overcome in my life and my desire to not only overcome them, but to go back and help others to overcome is a driving source for me, or driving force for me. Like, for instance, I struggled with paying tuition in undergrad and law school. So I worked throughout undergrad while I was in school. And during college, I started this business to try to make money while I was in law school. And so, you know, having overcome financial obstacles with completing school gives me a heart to do that kind of work in terms of providing scholarships. So part of the give back component of the book, it's the book with the give back, we like to call it. I've partnered with a nonprofit to give out scholarships. We gave out a scholarship at Spelman. We'll give out one at Dillon University. Then we'll give out one at Howard University. And so knowing that I've been blessed to overcome some very challenging circumstances, I try to give back in those areas. Even with domestic violence, I go to shelters and I give back and I speak. And I want to do that more because I know that those are still issues in our community that need people to advocate for them. So while I'm not, you know, God's plans is God's plan. So if he want me to go finish law school, I'll do that. If he find a way for me to pay for it without me having to go visit Sally Mae, I do it. But I feel like I'm still an advocate, very much so. I'm an advocate for people who have been through the situations that I've overcome. I'm a voice for people who, you know, may not have as much courage right now based on their trauma to speak out on the things that they're overcoming. So I still feel like I'm an advocate, and that's what inspires me. In addition to my son is a major source of inspiration. You know, my need to feed his college fund motivates me every day. I'm like, yeah, this kid need a college fund. He need a business startup fund. If he don't want to go to college, because you know how sometimes people say, well, I didn't have no rich uncle to give me money to start my business. I don't want that to be my kid's story. I want him to say, my mom had that for me to start this business when I was ready to do it. So
absolutely. That's just awesome. That's generational. And I love what you said about I'm trying this ice cream, because sometimes when you're in the marketing space, you have to, you, if you don't know what the ice cream tastes like, it's hard to market it, right? So shout out to my, Sakari Spirits, Black woman owned. Let me just say it's a Black woman owned brand, Miss Sakari Spirits. I had to try it to believe in it to be able to market it, right? So when it comes to branding, that right there was a great tip. I just want to go back and reflect on that, because you have to believe in what you're marketing, right? Mm-hmm. You have to believe in what you're marketing, and you can get your Sakari Spirits anywhere, all over the United States. You can get it in California, Atlanta, all over, anywhere. Okay, and it's really, really good. And you can mix them both together. I did it, and it tastes really, really good. Or you can mix it with any drink. So, and the reason I brought that up, because we have also She Prints It in the building, Miss Sherdine, with She Prints It. And we talk about this all the time, how having these marketing tools, whether it's a hat, a bottle, I have a bag full of stuff, y'all, t-shirts and pens and all Sakari Spirit stuff. And so my question to you is, what tools do you use to market your brand?
Let me just shout out to Sakari Spirits. Yes. Because that promo she just dropped on y'all, look, I'm about to go clip this video and share that out in a reel for this Black woman owned spirit. Yes. Brought to you by She Trucking and CTR Media. You know why I love spirits and perfume so much? Because what I realized is that it's the packaging that people are attracted to. How the perfume bottle looks, how the liquor bottle look. And for a long time, when we talk about music and marketing and hip hop, a lot of times we've been promoting bottles that ain't owned by us. And so now that we have these bottles that are Black owned, I'm like, look, pour it up, put the promotion on the top, run the marketing back, you put it in a video. Wait, look, we about to just do all kind of crazy stuff with the Black owned bottles. So yeah, I'm going to be ordering Sakari Spirits. And I'm gonna let them know that I heard about it from She Trucking. So yeah. Shout out to Sakari. With regard to the She Printing, I'm gonna have to come over there and see if I can send y'all an order, because I have about 5 designs for t-shirts right now. We'll be making an announcement for Audacity in April campaign. We're gonna be on a platform. We already on the platform with the book, but We're gonna take it to the next level with it. So Audacity Apparel is a thing. So not only will I be wearing my shirts, rocking the Audacity, literally, I'll have the Audacity shirts available for the people who are followers and participants and cheerleaders of the brand. Because it's not just about the book, it's going beyond the book. Audacity is a lifestyle, like it's a way of life. It's a way of moving through life and saying, I'm resilient, I got the courage, I'm gonna do what you said I couldn't do, I'm gonna beat the odds, you know. That's a whole lifestyle, that's a vibe, that's a movement. So I want to convey that with the expressive t-shirts that we're developing. I got coffee mugs that I designed as promotional products. I got a custom tea kit that we did. So we did a number of promotional products that need quality printing. And so I look forward to finding out more about She Printing. So if you sponsored on She Trucking, just know that, you know, your message is reaching the people, because even the person who on here to be interviewed is like, let me take notes, let me buy that. So yeah, it's working, it's effective. The marketing is marketing.
That's marketing. That's the beauty of marketing. And you mentioned using tools like magazines to put your book in, and you mentioned like different ways that you market. So talk about that, like insert, because some people see the opportunity on social media and they'll pass it up. Or they'll, for instance, this podcast, 130 some people one day liked the post. One person signed up to be on the podcast. And I was like, why would they miss a free opportunity to market their company? So can you go into more details about marketing tools you use, like magazines, podcasts, Clubhouse?
For sure. Mm-hmm. I watch The Greatest. I watch The Blueprint. You know, it's funny now that I'm deep into marketing. When I listen to content, it's for the content itself, but it's around the formula that's around the content as well. So I'll give you an example to make it real. Eric E.T. Thomas. I'm a super fan of his. I followed him for a long time. I've had the opportunity to interview him. Did an amazing interview with him about 4 years ago.
He's amazing. I love the way he speaks. You can feel it.
It's a whole vibe. When he said, it's your boy, E.T. Yeah. You already know what time it is. He about to turn it up a notch. So, yeah, shout out to UOU. UOU is his new book. And I listened to it on audio because I'm in the process of finalizing my audio book. And I love that he narrates his book. It's authentic to who he is. So you feel like you're right there in it when you're listening to the book. But I also look at the marketing mechanics, the marketing methodology behind the book. He got the UOU t-shirt, the UOU hat. You know, he's making sure that it's an experience that he's bringing people into. It is beyond the pages. You know what I'm saying? The pages in the book is the core thing, but it's so many tentacles that are coming out from the book to reach people through these various avenues. And so, you know, as I think about some of the books that have helped me perfect marketing moves, like books that are teaching me about specifics of book marketing. One of the things that I think we miss is the ability to make signature speeches that are connected to chapters in the book or the title of the book. And so now that I'm more actively pushing and telling people, hey, not only do I speak on live stream, but I speak at live events. And if I can't be at the event, the book can be at the event. And now that I'm about to put out this speaker's launch to get booked to speak, I'm like, okay, these are signature speaking engagements that I can talk on that are covered in the book. But also what I missed that I got when I listened to one of the books that I recommend to other people who are studying their, you know, marketing methodology as it relates to a book, the publishing articles about topics covered in my book is where I had missed the mark, because I was just like, oh, well, we'll use the blog on my website and I'll do Audacity articles. I'll have an Audacity article about positive self-esteem for young girls, because that's something I talk about, you know, experiencing domestic violence or overcoming fear or traveling abroad and living in South Africa. All of these topics that I could pull from the book, meeting Michelle Obama. I'm like, oh, these are articles for my blog. Not just articles for my blog.
Yeah.
They're also articles for other people's blog, for other people's magazine, for other people's newsletter that they send out to their email list. Hey, your marketing can work for my marketing if we work together in a mutually beneficial way. So my key thing for this whole next coming quarter is mutually beneficial relationships and the power of reciprocity and relationship. Because if I got my marketing engine moving and you got your marketing wheels going, well, the engine can't run without the wheels and the wheels can't run without the engine. So let's go ahead and pull it together and get to where we going. You know, that's why I'm like, because people are like, okay, well, what are you doing with the truckers? You ain't no trucker. What's going on? Listen, ain't nothing in my house right now that didn't get here by way of a truck. From the desk to the laptop to the clothes to the pots and pans in the kitchen, everything came here by way of a truck to a furniture store or somebody to sell it to me. So the truckers are moving everything, food, clothes, everything essential, essential. So they like to read too. Okay.
And matter of fact, we have we have 10 hours every day that we have to allocate to shutting that truck down. And that's the things that we do on the road, is we do read books. We listen to audibles while we're driving as well. And so a lot of truck drivers, that's one of the number one things they actually do. So you're right. That's why it doesn't matter if this is a trucking platform. If you have a brand, you're an entrepreneur, you don't need to limit yourself. I see a lot of entrepreneurs stopping their self. And then they get mad at you. Because they stop they self from being on your platform. And it's like, hey, this is an opportunity for everybody. But did you just fill out the application? Some people won't even fill the application. Now you can send it to them. They won't even see it. And so don't stop yourself if you have a brand. Don't stop yourself if you're an entrepreneur. I'm in trucking. I do a lot of stuff outside of trucking. So I bring my brand in any room I'm in, whether it don't matter what the room is. And that's what makes you a brand. Nike, the more people who know about you, it makes you a bigger brand. the more. So thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. And before we head out, I just said, you know, I'm not in trucking, but you know what? Hey, I might become a dispatcher because I've been leaning over and looking. And I'm like, you know what? I might could get on with this brokerage type of things right here. So yeah, that might
you would be a great broker. Because you a connector, it's about networking. So what a broker is a someone who goes inside of a company to let them know they can do business at that company. And so you already do that. You already are affiliated with brands. And so to be a broker, that's just moving the actual product. Mm-hmm. You'll be a great broker because you're a great connector.
Yes. Before we go, Sheree, I want to give a shout out to our keynote as well as our celebrity guest for the Power of Podcasting event. She is actually watching and participating. She is the amazing Nicole Ward from BET After Happily Ever After. And she is going to be my 200th episode interview at the Power of Podcasting. With her busy schedule, the fact that she is taking the time to watch us shows what her character and the type of person she is in the heart. So, Nicole, girl, thank you. And I can't wait for you guys to see her in person because she is actually has her own trucking nonprofit as well. Did you know that she's an actress and she do all these different things, including she in trucking too? Okay, well, then you need to get your ticket. Andrea,
the African American Trucking Association. So you, Andrea, you talked about experience and you spoke about going to events for that experience, and we want to personally invite you to the Power Podcasting event once again, where you can experience in person live podcasting and be able to meet people, be able to bring your book and be a part of this amazing event. So we would love to have you.
It's a live event. Oh my, I thought it was all virtual. Oh, it's in Atlanta.
No, it's real. We're not virtual no more. It's real. So this will be an in-person podcasting event. That's why you got experience. It's gonna be an experience because you never seen it before.
You get to see a live taping and everything.
Yeah.
Oh man, now you're gonna make me see if I could travel.
And then it's around your birthday in May. So
for some reason I thought the Power of Podcasting was coming up at the end of this month. All right, I got a little time.
No, it's May 6th, so you have time.
My birthday is May 6th.
Ah, wait a minute. Okay.
You need to be there.
Yeah. Definitely let us know. Let us know. We're gonna definitely talk more about this as we listen, yeah, we're going to make sure she at this event because you see how amazing that she was. You just got a snippet. We can only do an hour to give you a little piece of her. So I'm trying to give you the rest of her in Atlanta, Georgia on May the 6th on her birthday. We want to see you at the Power Podcasting event.
Ooh, child.
It's just amazing.
She want to meet you. And this woman is amazing. A reality star. BET, Black Iconic, the list goes on and on with her impressive resume. And so when Sheree is ready to announce it, which is already out, she is actually going to be on this podcast as well, co-hosting very soon. So you're going to be seeing some amazing things. Oh, someone said, I'm going to be there. She Prince
is going to be in the building as well.
Thank you, queens. Thank you, ladies. So, Sheree, I want to thank you for letting me come on over to co-host on your podcast today with amazing Andrea. I enjoyed it, girl.
You know she the founder. Uh-oh. But she got to point the other way. Oh, CTR Media Network, the link is below. I want you to, if you are interested in having a podcast, hold on.
Child.
Yeah. There we go. It's the opposite. Yeah. Definitely contact Dr. Tina Ramsey because, listen, I couldn't do all this by myself. Yeah, I just don't know. Okay. So I'm very grateful to be a part of CTR Media Network. This is our fourth year. This is our fourth season, y'all. Our fourth season. And so, listen, because of Dr. Tina Ramsey, that's how you balance being an entrepreneur, being in that business, and running that podcast. So it's having that support within a network. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. It's truly my pleasure. It's truly my pleasure. We did, like Andrea said, a partnership that's mutually beneficial.
Yes. Absolutely. I want to bring your book back.
That book up, girl. I see you. Put that book up.
Yes.
You can see it. Put it up. Put it up. Y'all need to go ahead and get that book. It's an amazing, it's going to be an amazing read. It's going to have all the different gems that you need to see. So do you want them to go to your website? Do you want them to go to Amazon? How you want them to pick up your book?
You know, I'm doing this the Master P way as well as the Amazon way. I think if Master P had Amazon back in the day, he would have used that avenue too. But he also had, he was selling the tapes from the trunk. So I got my own website. So you can go to my website. It's theaudacityofovercoming.com. It's the book title, theaudacityofovercoming.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. I have a TikTok account. So we TikToking with the Audacity as well. And I'm over on Clubhouse. So we have a club, The Audacity of Overcoming, on Clubhouse. So you can find me in the social media streets. And you can also purchase the book at theaudacityofovercoming.com. If you want to purchase from Amazon, it's available there as well. So thank you all. I appreciate this.
One more thing. Let's talk about this audio book that's going to be dropping.
Yeah,
speak on it.
In the audio version, because I'm that entrepreneur that like to listen while I'm working.
Yeah, I love the audio book a smidgen more than I love the actual book, to be honest with you. I love the actual book because it's a product that I could touch and feel. I've been primarily service-based, so this was the first product beyond t-shirts that I can actually touch and feel and ship. So I got a good taste of the packaging experience, a good taste of the shipping experience. But what I love about the audio book is it's click, click, boom. So you click, click, buy, and it automatically emails you the book. You have it with no shipping time. You know, it's an instantaneous download, and it will be available on Audible. And so just the convenience and the automation is making me love it. But I've also loved producing it. I turned my walk-in closet to a studio. I got some new mics and, you know, I figured it out how to do it myself. So it's very raw. You know, I didn't want to go into a studio, you know, and do it the traditional way. I wanted to do it the started from the bottom, now we coming up way, you know, have it be very authentic. And so as I listen to my voice in the playback, I'm like, wow, I said that with power. You know, that's my voice. That's me. And I notice how if I'm telling a story from my teenage years, my voice shifts from when I tell a story now in my grown, you know, years. And so I could tell that shift in my voice. And so I think it really engages the reader to connect with me on another level, to hear the book read to you in my voice. It's powerful. So I'm excited about it.
So normally before I get off, the show, I normally ask my guests to give me a quote. So because the name of your book is The Audacity of Overcoming, so that means, oh, she already looking. I wanted a quote from your book. So if you would give us a passage from your book. Yes. I want to blow this up, and I want to make sure you get the spotlight on this as well as you're reading a passage from your book, okay?
Awesome, awesome. Okay, so I would be remiss. It is Women's History Month, so I would be remiss if I didn't just say that there are a few good women who lended quotes for the opening chapter. So each chapter starts with a quote from an accomplished and successful business owner that I admire. And each chapter ends with a connection clue and an audacity affirmation. So I'm going to go ahead and read one of the opening quotes from another audacious woman in business that I admire, in lieu of it being Women's History Month. And then I'll go ahead and read an audacity affirmation really quickly. And so here goes. So this audacity quote is by Marky Lemons Rao, who is one of my mentors. She's in the real estate space, an amazing and incredibly accomplished woman. Y'all look her up. Marky Lemons Rao. I've had the opportunity to lose everything twice. In each situation, all I could do was turn to God. God allowed me to come back, and the comeback was more significant and more substantial than any loss could have ever been. God has sustained me. God has allowed me to grow amid challenges. God spoke to my spirit, which allowed me to change my mind and pivot. So I am clear. God is the ultimate plug. Audacity affirmation. I resist the urge to do things in my own timing and surrender to God's timing, knowing that his plan and foresight are much greater than my own. He is the supreme orchestrator of time and works all things together for my good. Even delays are refining me, not defying or defining me. I forgive myself for not taking action in times when the crisis caused me to freeze. I am strong when I am still. I am strong when I activate. I will further develop my gifts and activate my growth process by feeding my mind, body, and spirit with things that will nurture my ability to overcome. And that's it. That's the audacity.
I love it. I'm sorry, y'all was on mute.
Yes. That was amazing. That was great.
So listen, go to her website and get a copy of the book. You just heard a little passage from the book, a quote from not only her, but another audacious woman. Did I hear you say that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep. We got some audacious women who are sharing their story, starting in this month and Women's History Month and going through our Audacity in April campaign. So I'm going to be reaching out to you about your audacity story because you got the audacity to be in this male-dominated industry. So I know you got an audacity story too, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. So thanks again for coming on this show. Thank you, Tina, for co-hosting the She Trucking Podcast with me on tonight. Before you go, you want to drop any links or do you have anything else to say?
Oh, I just want to say thank you for this opportunity. It's been amazing. Keep trucking, keep moving. I want to have you all, if you're on Clubhouse, I want to have y'all join me for Monday Morning Marketing News. If you on IG, Monday Morning Marketing News is also going on IG Live. So I would love for you all to engage so you can get some marketing tips and news that you can use to create captivating content and engage your target audience. And so be down with the movement, the marketing movement and the book movement. It run in tandem. So see y'all on the journey.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Listen, y'all, that was an amazing show, Tina. I love it. Love it. Love it.
Yes, it was.
Yes. Yeah, so make sure you grab a copy of the book. Also, don't forget, you have to go to the Power of Podcasting event. As you see, it's going to be absolutely amazing. You definitely want to go to CTR Media Network and grab your tickets. It's limited seating. So grab your tickets today. Do not play. Okay. You need to be in the room. I'm trying to tell you, it's going to be great. Okay. So anything that you want to share, Tina, before we go?
No, I am fulfilled and I am highly favored and blessed. This has been a great experience just coming over here, playing with you, chopping it up with you over here on the She Trucking Podcast. You know, She Trucking is my heart. And so coming on over and actually co-hosting with you, this is one of our first during yes. Women International Month, co-hosting
Happy
the same show after 5 years. Well, no, April 1st will be 6 years, but after almost 6 years,
yes,
we're probably on the same screen doing it together. So this is a joy to me to be sharing it with my sis, real time.
In real time. Thank you, Andrea Thompson, for coming on the show as well. Before I go, I want to give a shout out to Relay Payments. Relay Payments is a sponsor of She Trucking. And you can save $30 on fuel. And this is the time to save that $30 now as everything is high. The rates are low and everything else is high. So let's save $30 with Relay Payments. You can go and download the Relay Payments app. Use the code She Trucking. Use the code SAVE 30, which is She Trucking, actual code, and be able to save $30 at the pump off of fuel. Shout out to True TMS as well. That's our sponsor. And also Sakari Spirits. Grab your Sakari Spirits. Grab it. Grab your bottle. Okay. And you can go to sakarispirits.com to grab that. And Arrow Truck Sales. Okay. Arrow Truck Sales was another sponsor that was in the building over the weekend at our amazing event. So if you like this show, tell someone, like, share, and subscribe. Okay. Tell someone to subscribe and make sure you tune in every Sunday on the She Trucking Podcast and Mondays for Miss Nicole Ward. She will be starting her podcast talking about relationships and all kind of juicy stuff. As you know, she is on the Happily Ever After. I'm sorry, after Happily Ever After on BET. She will be having her own podcast on Mondays. And then we have The Future of Free that will be on on Wednesdays with Miss Jerry. So make sure you tune in, like, share, and subscribe. And thank you, everyone who decided to join us today. Hey, Miss Nicole, she is amazing, y'all. I cannot wait till May the 6th. I'm just sitting on the edge of my seat. So grab your ticket so you can grab your seat too. Okay. And on that note, go to support King from King Can Read. Go to kingcanread.com and support a four-year-old author and grab a book to support his education. I'm going to play a video from him as we close out. I am Sheree Moore from She Trucking, and we have Miss Dr. Tina J. Ramsey from CTR Media Network.
Potato chips, my guilty pleasure.
Yes, yes. And we are here for you. If you are looking to start your podcast or the opportunity to be on a podcast, and we also have shows that you can co-host as well. So tap in, y'all. Tap in. And thank you all for joining us today. And watch King Can Read, okay?
Hi, my name is King. And go to kingcanread.com and purchase my book.
She gon' take care of her bitch, she truckin', she truckin'. She a woman with a rig, she truckin', she truckin'. She gon' take care of her kids, she truckin', yeah. She a boss, she do it big, she truckin', she truckin', she truckin', she truckin', she truckin', she truckin'. She a boss, she do it big, she truckin', she truckin'. She a woman with a rig, she truckin', she truckin', she truckin'.